What's up, guys? My name is Michael.
And my name is Hamza.
I'm Khalil.
I'm Muhammad.
We're here to talk about phones. I personally am going to be discussing the Galaxy Note 8. That's just what I prefer.
Again, I compared the phones for the years. Yeah.
Right.
So I'm going to talk about also the... I'm going to focus on the iPhone 10.
I'm going to be doing all the niche phones.
And I'm going to focus on Note 8 Galaxy.
All right, so in comparing these phones, one of the big things always is the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally, I like the screen of the Note 8 a lot better than the iPhone, mainly because it's got that curved glass, and then also the iPhone's got the little gap at the top, right? The iPhone 10 at least.
I mean, you're right, but...
So you have the iPhone 10. Tell me how
The iPhone 10, but I've never had like a use with the notches, because...
Right.
Then they use the notches for the left, for the Wi-Fi signal, and for the
mm-hmm.
right for the battery. So it's not wasting just space.
Right. Okay. So.
But for like I saw a couple of testing between the
mm-hmm.
Note 8 and the iPhone 10. A lot of people are gonna say it's this the screen of the iPhone 10 came from Samsung.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, because Samsung did produce those screens.
That's right, but. When the people do some tests on these two screens, they find out like Apple adds some their touch to make
it
the color like more accurate
iPhone,
and
right.
More like, the sharpness between the letter and all these things. So
I think the Razer phone deserves the award for screen of the year because it refreshes at a rate of 120 frames per second.
But it's not bezel-less.
Yes, but. There's a good reason for the bezel. It's built for gamers. So having a bezel-less screen means you're going to have interactions between parts of your fingers.
That's right.
Having the bezels allows for space for your fingers to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't just completely waste the space either. They put front-facing speakers where the bezels were.
That's why when I hit the curve in like most of the Galaxy phones, I mean the Samsung phone, because like when you hold, I mean you watched video or hold the phone like by your two hands. Sometimes the screen interacts with your finger,
mm-hmm.
even you're just holding the phone because it's curving and you hold the phone from the curved
right.
side.
Okay, let's move along and talk about the camera here. So I think that the red smartphone deserves the best camera of the year, hands down.
But comparing, I mean, if we compare the iPhone 10. And the Note 8, it has the same pixels for the back camera, but for the front camera, also they have the same. But the thing that Apple do good about it is they add the portrait mode in the back and the front camera. So if you compare it to the Note, it only has the portrait mode in the back, not in the front also.
But that still doesn't edge out a phone made specifically for shooting film and taking pictures from a camera company that sells cameras that cost $10,000.
I mean, that camera, it's one of the best camera in the market.
But are you focused on iPhone for just the camera for that price?
Yeah, the price is also a very big factor. I mean, the iPhone 10 is expensive.
Not because when they release that, here's the thing. When the prices for the most phone in the market, it's similar to each other because the price for the Note 8, it's around $950.
I agree that the red is also around $1,000.
Yeah, so it's not expensive compared to the other devices that in the market.
Right. But you can get like
a good phone for cheap. Like look at the OnePlus 5.
I mean, it's cheap. It's around 500, I think.
It's around 500. That's
yeah.
about half the price, and it still offers the same specs as the Note 8.
And can you put more storage in that? Like,
yes,
you can.
There's
right.
an SD card slot.
So there's an SD card slot, which
and
the iPhone doesn't have,
yeah,
right? So once you run out of space, you're out. Like,
even though they did bump you up to 32 gigs, that's still, for some people, that's not enough. Like,
right. Like, versus, I can buy the 32 gigabyte S Note 8 and then put in 120 storage card.
You can even go up to 256 now.
Exactly.
But my phone, it has 256.
And how much how much extra did you pay for that?
Just 100.
All right, you can get an SD card for way cheaper than that.
That's right, but I mean, I prefer the stories that built in more than the stories that, I mean, the SIM cards. Because, I mean, sometimes the SIM card, like, gets broke or, I mean, something happened to the card,
mm-hmm.
you not can't fix it.
Okay. And the battery is also a big thing, right?
Yeah, sorry.
With all of that.
I mean, comparing the compact size for the each phone battery. So for the iPhone X has 2700 milliampere, and for the Note 8 has 3300, and
I
for
think
the
Pixel 2, Pixel 2 has 3500 milliampere.
But the iPhone, they did some testing, and the iPhone 10 stay longer than the other phone in the market, because that's what the ship Bionic 11
not
did.
About between Galaxy iPhone X and Note 8. Note 8 is more than
it's got a bigger battery, yeah.
And
I think that
it has big battery,
but
yeah. Who stay longer is the iPhone 10.
Yes, but
yeah.
But they have
and
quick charge. Quick charge.
Yeah, and quick charge.
Also,
and
we have quick charge,
but
does,
it's not
does,
as fast.
Does
it's
the
not
iPhone
as
have
developed.
Anything like a power saving mode?
Yes.
Or it does? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I know on the Galaxies, the Note 8, you have power saving and ultra power saving.
Oh, yeah.
With the ultra power, you can go a week on one battery.
And according to like some like Sirsha here is saying, the iPhone stay like at least 21 hours just for like calling.
Mm-hmm. Right, just
other
things.
Yes. And the iPhone, I mean the Note 8 stay at around 17 hours. So it's a huge difference.
Security and software is also a huge factor in phones right now. Like the facial recognition on the iPhones, and which is also on the Note 8. The Note 8 also has the Retina scan.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think the Retina scan is much better than the face recognition. What do you think?
I did not use the Retina scan, but personally I prefer the Face ID more than fingerprint, because it's way secure than the fingerprint, and work perfectly more than the... Because if you, for example, if you were eating like a meal, and then you start touching your phone, the fingerprint is not going to work, because, I mean, you have some weight, and your finger is not very, I mean, dirty.
Well, I don't think it's faster.
It's faster.
No.
It's faster.
Because if your phone is already on...
You
got to
pick it up.
You have to pick it up. And then you have to click it. Whereas you could just press the home, because you're forgetting that the home button is completely missing on there.
Exactly. There is no home button, which is...
But
which leads to our next point about the software on the iPhone 8, or the iPhone 10, I'm sorry about that. The iPhone 10, there's no way to multitask. So pretty much, you're stuck. If you're stuck in an app, you have to force it up the phone and completely restart from scratch.
Which sucks.
No. I think for me, when they took out the home button, it's way better than... Because right now, you can switch between like the apps just by swapping. Like right now, you just can't switch by between the app just by swapping. Like,
mm-hmm. Yes,
down.
But can you forcibly close the app?
No, I cannot.
So what happens when your app freezes?
I'm just going to restart the phone.
Which is
exactly...
Hassle.
That's a ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about our final point here before we finish up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about unique features. Of
The most unique feature right now is the Face ID. Because, I mean, a lot of people say...
That's not unique.
Not
unique.
Every
phone has
unique.
That's more old tech, right? My phone freshman year had face recognition. It's
but
old.
If you compare the face recognition,
but look,
then,
look at like Google Pixel. They offer you unlimited storage on the cloud. You know, like phones like the Moto.
The Note
8
has the pen.
Yeah, the Note 8 has the pen. The Moto.
It's a new feature for iPhone.
It's not a new feature in general.
Yeah,
the Moto allows you to like switch around the backs and stuff. So it's semi. You know, you can have newer features like a projector or like a new speaker on the back of your phone.
But the new feature in the iPhone also, it has the loudest speakers comparing to the iPhone and other phones.
But no,
also,
no,
here's the thing.
The Razer phone has front-facing speakers. It's going to be far better than the iPhone. Plus, the addition of a JBL speaker on the back of the Moto is obviously going to be superior to whatever the iPhone can produce. So,
is that phone waterproof or anything like that?
I'm not sure.
Because I know the Note 8 is waterproof.
Also the iPhone
10. Or water resistant.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there's plethora of phones that are already water resistant,
right.
though. Okay, you know. So, let's wrap this up, guys.
Mm-hmm. I still think Galaxy is the best.
I mean, the iPhone, it's the best for people who, like, worry about the security.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean,
so
I would recommend the iPhone 10 for the people who were, like, worrying about the security and the other thing.
So, I think the Galaxy is probably more towards business perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
I think the iPhone is for like your everyday minimalists.
Mm.
I feel like the niche phones are for the enthusiasts.
Okay,
I respect that.
Okay.
So it's, yeah, okay, that's cool.
All right. We'll talk to you guys next time. Bye.